Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm going to talk today about an innovative method tested to empower rural women leaders in health. And as you'll see that I have two collaborators, Carmen Fuyo, who is a Peruvian collaborator who is helping me do the field work, and Carl Taylor, who I'm putting on as a collaborator because this, as you will see, this method was one that he originally developed in Afghanistan. I'm going to be talking a little bit about that. And that this project was actually designed 1 month, and it was submitted for funding 1 month before he passed away in February of 2010. And we miss him tremendously. He was my professor. He was my mentor. And Future Generations is what he founded, an NGO that he founded. So I put him on as a collaborator on this paper. Nothing to disclose. The title of the project actually is Sharing Pregnancy Histories as Part of Community Education for Maternal and Neonatal Health. It was a 18-month project. Locally, we called it Between Us Women, Entre Nosotras, to indicate that it was only women, you know, women teaching women and training for women. And the project site was in rural areas of Cusco and the indigenous populations of Cusco. So the thesis of this whole project is that rural women need to be empowered in order to make better decisions for their own health. But where women's needs and health needs are greatest, women are least empowered. So how do we go out getting out of this cycle of disempowered women, poor health, and getting them, making that critical transition to empowerment? So we tested this hypothesis with women leaders from rural Andean communities of Peru with Operations Research Projects, in which processes used to train the women leaders are designed to empower them as change agents in their own communities. And so then they learn methods to empower other women that they're working with in their communities. So the learning objective, I would like you all to identify this innovative method for empowering rural women leaders. So to go back to, the overall framework for how to work with community health workers, I thought I would give this to you as kind of a background, because what I'm talking about is really one small part of a whole range of different interventions and strategies that you need to look at when you're working with community health workers, whether they're male or female. In this case, they're female community health workers. The tasks that they're assigned and the instruments that you give them. And what I'm showing you here is a model or framework that we've developed over the past 10 years with Future Generations in Peru that's based on lessons learned from many years before that, working with community health workers in the last 30 years, and lessons learned from other primary health care experiences in Peru. And so we've defining the five main community health worker roles as receiving training, in the colored squares, knowing and understanding the community, monitoring risk groups, which we consider to be pregnant women and mothers of children under age 2, or the actual children for the risk group, educating mothers and families on best practices, and reporting community information. So for each of one of these major roles, we have defined tasks and, most importantly, instruments for helping them carry out these tasks. So going back to the very first one in the focus of this study is the one at the very top. The tasks are to be able to monitor the health and achieve behavior change in the community through receiving training for community health workers. And the instruments that we have here are, well, within a modular system for training in maternal, neonatal, and child health, we have flip charts. We have a series of 6 flip charts like this. Oops. Okay. And with major messages, or all color pictures with messages on the back. Facilitator manuals for each one of these. Modules, so that health personnel can learn how to teach this. And we lost this. Okay. And Then the third point there is effective teaching methodology, because you can have all these materials, but you're still not using a methodology that's adequate to get the information across to your community health workers. So the background of this, this whole project, goes back to Afghanistan with Carl Taylor, where in 2005 and 2006, Future Generations collaborated with the Ministry of Health of Afghanistan to implement operations research, asking the question, how can we train community health agents in a culturally appropriate and cost-effective way to improve the care of mothers and children in the home in the most isolated communities? So the focus here was on reaching mothers in the home through women that were selected in the communities. In Afghanistan, it's a very special case because of the practical lack of health services in the rural areas and basically no previous work done with community health workers or with women leaders. So they brought the women together for five-day training programs, getting the permission of the husbands for the women to travel to one the central location to be in a mosque, where it was very inside a mosque for 5 days, where the women ate and slept together, and they were very in a protected environment that was okay with the men. And they learned through this training system that I'm going to explain, and then they went back to their communities empowered to teach their own communities. So in the findings, in the 3 years in Afghanistan, they achieved major success in increasing health coverage by 77% in 13 provinces, and they found that in remote villages, the women respond very eagerly to for a chance for self-reliant empowerment, and they quickly changed behavior. So after this training program, the funding ran out, but the women decided to continue the work on their own, demonstrating a sustainability that had not been seen before in other health programs. So compared to other programs that emphasized infrastructure projects, this project strengthened the capacities of women in the community, and they continued the work. So statistical analysis of baseline versus household surveys showed a 46% reduction in child mortality in 2 years. And the Afghan Ministry of Health was impressed and scaled up the strategy to the 13 provinces. So we proposed the adaptation of this strategy to Peru in 2010. So we needed to adapt this methodology to the cultural and health realities of the indigenous population of high Andean communities that were Quechua speaking in Peru, in the region of Cusco, not Machu Picchu, by the way, which is one of the greatest tourist destinations in the world. It's south of Cusco, rather instead of north, where Machu Picchu is. So it's quite different, very poor, very high maternal and perinatal mortality, and very indigenous. So this operations research project was designed to test the method and contrasting it to a more standard but still little used other training methodology based on adult education. So we used the operations research design was a cluster randomized controlled trial. We selected villages, 44 villages, which then selected out to only 28 for various reasons of self-selection, but using only the high Andean communities. And then we matched pairs of villages and randomized them to intervention and control groups. So the intervention itself, I don't have time to go into very deeply, but basically women are telling their histories, their personal histories of each topic that is being discussed. So talking about on the topic of pregnancy, every woman leader in the training course will go through and relate her own personal experience with all of her pregnancies. And we have a format to fill out where the facilitators are noting down some of the points that are being brought up in these things that then are later discussed in the training. So every woman will discuss every pregnancy. So in the topic of breastfeeding, for example, every woman leader will have a chance to go through and express her experience with all of her breastfeeding experiences. So the basis of the training is on experiences that the women have had. And as they're talking to each other, they're bonding and they're becoming very close and they're realizing that they have a lot of experience in common with other women that are also being trained. And so this creates the bonding, it creates higher self-esteem, and it allows women to have the experience of discussing with each other. So the methodology, we trained a total of 74 women leaders, community health workers, 1 to 4 per village. With a total of 28 high Andean villages. We had 4 training groups with about 16 to 20 in each group, 7 different training modules. Each community health worker was selected from a group of about 30 households and was responsible then for about 5 women who were considered high risk, pregnant or mothers of children under age 2. And then we also did household surveys at baseline, which is the O1 and the O2. In both groups. So we had 4 districts grouped into 2 districts and 2 districts each had control groups and intervention groups. So content was on basic topics of maternal child health, focusing on preventive practices, recognition of danger signs, timely care seeking. And we had materials, flip charts, handouts, birth planning card, with danger signs on it, monitoring forms for home visits. We monitored and evaluated this with pre and post tests on each training module. We evaluated the effective teaching methodology and the intrinsic motivation of the community health workers by monitoring her educational activities in the community following the training, and we also did qualitative study on community perceptions of the community health workers and the effect of the methodology on behavior change. So just running through the pre and post test, pregnancy was not so, there was not so much difference, but then you could start seeing on the birth and postpartum, intervention groups were having better post evaluations, also newborn, then breastfeeding, you could see the second 2 columns are higher. So they were learning better during the training program. Infant diarrhea, infant pneumonia was very strong in the intervention groups. Also, just looking at the bottom, you could see that the control group and the intervention group, there is a higher average number of home visits done by the community health workers that were trained in the intervention groups. The characteristics, then going to the evaluation, baseline and follow-up evaluation, the mothers, were very similar in the 2 groups. Let's see, I could go to more women ended up participating in women's group discussions in the communities. More women in the intervention group received visits from their women leader. And we had some differences in the practices in the homes, since I'm short on time. So the conclusions are that women were increase their self-esteem, they reduce their shyness and timidity, they improve their capacity to speak out in public, to visit other women and teach other women. And also health personnel facilitators found this to be a very easy way to broach these subjects and to teach these subjects, because most health personnel are not good teachers. But this allowed them to teach in a better way and actually get better effects. But also looking at other factors needed to have good training effects with community health workers, you need appropriate educational material, you need to use a local language for a facilitator, you have to develop personal relationships with each community health worker, and do post-training follow-up. We had some limitations of the study. It was a very short funding cycle, the small sample size, 28 communities, due to funding limitations, limited time to promote the support from communities, and limited time to actually measure the post effect after with only 1 year. We would have had more time to go back and touch. So as follow-on, we're currently repeating this study with a much larger project, much larger number of communities. And so far at our midterm, after 2 years of that project, this follow-on project, we're finding some very significant differences between the intervention and the control groups in various indicators, as including levels of chronic malnutrition, comparing the intervention and the control groups. This project was funded by the Maternal Health Task Force of Engender Health with funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Thank you very much.